Whenever you are ready.
Okay, you gonna call the meeting to order, please? Call the meeting to order, please?
Thank you. Okay. First, entertain a motion to approve the minutes of August 31st.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Second. Any additions, deletions, corrections, anything? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, they'll be going around. Okay, resolutions. First resolution is 357, setting a public hearing for local law number 12/2015. Ulster County regulation of pet sellers. I'm sure that's why most of you are here this evening. If I could only know the lottery numbers with the same certainty, you know, it'd be great. People will have a chance to speak. I've spoken to one of the sponsors of the resolution. I've also spoken to Brian, my former colleague in the legislature. And one of the things we're going to do is, we know that people have a lot of concerns, so we are going to schedule a special meeting sometime this month where people can, let me define it, where myself, Ken Ronk will be there, and if we can get three or four folks that are willing to be there to go over this, kind of hash it out, you know, circles and arrows, and do the stuff so that it works and people are okay with it, so that we can then move forward and hopefully set for the public hearing in December.
November.
No, December.
December.
Okay, this is for November. We're not going to get there in time probably, so we'll look to do it in December.
I need to talk to you.
Is that not going to work?
Can we talk outside?
Okay.
I don't know.
Hold on.
I'll be right back.
Are we in a holding pattern? Okay, so my hope is we will be able to set that up in December if we can schedule a time that's convenient for all and still have the public hearing in November. That's fine with me. My thought is, in talking with some of the other people involved, we are not going to solve that issue here tonight, but with a group of five people or six people, I feel that we can and do it right and do it once. If we go to a public hearing and people have concerns, I know you have concerns, because believe me, this is probably in my 8 years in the legislature, this is probably only the second resolution that people have actually called me. I mean, my vet even stopped me today. Of course, he was checking out my dog, but that's besides the point. He even stopped me. I asked him if he'd cut me some slack on the bill. That was, forget about it. So, and he had concerns. So that told me that, and I know you're concerns are legitimate. When a vet talks to me about concerns, you know, that's another, as my dad would say, another nation heard from, and that just lent more credence to the fact that we need to do this once and do it right. So that's what my plan is. So I don't want that to cut anybody short this evening. But in the same vein, I want you to know what else is going to transpire. So. For discussion purposes, then let's just take a motion to discuss the resolution.
I'll move to discussion. Okay.
Second. Okay. Okay. So discussion. Okay.
Thanks, TJ. I just spoke with our counsel. The concern is I would like to, I would like to have that meeting, and we'll have it this month. And if we can end up coming to something that we can all be happy with by this month, I'd still like to set the public hearing. But if not, it may be a tight time frame to be able to get it done, because we're moving into a new legislative term next year. We can't carry it over, so we would have to set the public hearing. We have to set the public hearing for probably budget night in December.
Okay.
With the expectation of then, if we're content with the public comment that comes forward, passing it at the annual session at the end of December as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't carry it over into January.
Right. No, I was hoping.
So that's what my concern was, is trying to make sure that if you want to do it this year, you have to make a plan, because you don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
And I think that's what I've just laid out. You know, even if we only make it into, even if we set the public hearing in November, as long as we set it for the first meeting in December, because we have two meetings in December, one for the budget and one for the annual session.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but I want it done this legislative session.
Right.
Yes.
So pick your dates wisely.
Okay. All right. Anybody else on the committee? Anything? Okay. Then I'll go to the public. Yes, ma'am. Just please state your name, just because you are taped, so that we can properly
My name is Merle Bornstein, former vice president of the Ulster County SPCA, vice president of Hebhart Animal Rescue, and a business owner in Kingston, volunteer for a lot of groups. I apologize, I was not at the last meeting. I did hear the tape, which floored me, but I just wanted to state some facts that I was not able to refute because I was away the last vacation. First of all, what I would like to say is I heard someone mention that people had not read the legislative law. I know I spoke, was it to you?
Yeah, and that's what you told
yeah.
me.
No, I told you that I did not remember, that I did not remember.
No, no, you have to stand up. But
just direct your comments to the chair.
Okay.
That,
that's just, somebody had stated that people said they hadn't read the law. The truth is, I just didn't recall it. I would like to say that I, as part of the Animal Abuse Task Force, reached out diligently. I actually had to look up you on Facebook to find your number, even though I gave you...
Okay, ma'am, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Chair.
What does this have to do with the resolution?
With the resolution. Okay, people have stated that we are part of a group named PETA.
Ma'am,
we're not.
What does this have to do with the resolution?
Oh, you mean with the actual facts? Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Stay on the resolution.
Okay, I'm staying on the resolution. I understand that the resolution has a statement about small and hobby breeders, that they would not be included in this whole thing. Nine or less animals, you weren't included in the restrictions or the requirements. Am I correct on that?
Okay. Less than nine, I believe.
Okay. And if it does mention hobby breeders, I would just like
that word's not
to
used.
Say that.
That
when you sell something, it's no longer a hobby.
It's called, it's and this is why we will go over it's
uh-huh.
it's pet seller offering for sale more than nine dogs.
Okay.
Or cats.
Okay. So would that then, in my mind, I thought that would eliminate a non-business, a home breeder, an accidental breeder, a hobby breeder. I was just wanted to bring up the fact that you could love something and do it as a hobby, but once you sell it, it's no longer a hobby. It is a business. And I'd like the resolution to differentiate between hobby and seller.
The word hobby is not in the local law.
Yeah, we don't use the word hobby in local law.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Just
so noted.
To make that statement.
Okay. So noted. The gentleman first.
I'm not sure.
Tom Delaney.
Hmm?
Okay. Ma'am. Ma'am. Show respect, please.
To back up just a hair. The IRS defines what is a hobby and what is a business, and I would view the IRS as being the determining organization in that matter. So whether it's used or not is moot. There are four licensed that New York State law has a law and a little flyer that they put out, a little trifold flyer that explains who has to get licensed in New York State, who doesn't. The people are being licensed or permitted. The permitting process for Ulster County is a total overlap with the New York State law, with exception of one group of people, and that group of people is the group of people that are used to be called residential breeders. That's been removed from the terminology, and it's basically people breeding in their home a quantity of dogs between 9 and 25. And so below that, still no regulation in the county or the state. If you're at the state level and you're breeding for business as a commercial entity, you need a permit, a license. If you're above 25, you need a license. So So what this law is doing is targeting a very narrow group of people for inclusion into the permitting licensing process. And that narrow group of people is basically us guys sitting in the room. And I'm not sure that including that narrow group of people is going to actually resolve the issues that you really have in the county. If there are issues with, I'll make it up, pit bull breeders, wait, don't get mad.
I'm not getting mad.
If there's an issue with pit bull breeders, you know.
Why don't you choose German Shepherds?
Whatever. Any small breeder, then it really just, most of them are going to fall under the 9 limit, and they're going to skate and they're going to walk away. Or if they don't bother to comply with state law, they're probably not going to bother to comply with local law. So they're going to skate and get away. And then what this is going to devolve into, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, is a complaint-based system. Somebody's going to say, oh, Joey did me wrong. I'm going to complain. Let's send an investigator out there. Yup, we're going to find out that Joey did do wrong, and then we're going to have a way to fine him. And that's what this is going to become. There's not going to be a line of cars surrounding the county office building saying, oh, I better get my permit. You're going to get a handful of people who are going to comply with this law. So I think you're going to miss the target and the actual problem you're trying to solve. Not that I'm not saying there's not a problem. I'm just saying you're going to miss it. And we had to take this opportunity to craft something that actually goes out and solves the problems that you're seeing and experiencing in the county and find a way to go attack that, rather than do something that sort of misses the mark and doesn't really get you where you want to go.
With that said, I'm sure you would be more than willing to help.
And I would love to participate in that process.
We'll so note that. Okay, the lady in the back.
Stand up, because you'll never see me. my name's Lucy Muller, and I write the pet column for the Shawangunk Journal. And I would just plead with the breeders, if you would go along with the 9 or less dogs or cats that you breed every year. Because if you've been to the shelters, and there are shelters everywhere, all over New York State, every time a bred animal is bought, a shelter animal might not be adopted. And I don't see why 9 or fewer dogs or cats a year should be. I don't see why that couldn't be enough.
Okay.
And it might help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa Fairweather, and I am a responsible hobby breeder. I know you don't like the word hobby, but if you looked at my vet bills, you'd never think that we make any money on this. We don't do it for money. We do it for because it's our hobby and it's our passion.
And give them away.
Last warning.
So the thing with the 9, the issue with the 9 is that smaller breeds don't have 9 dogs or more. Larger breeds do. German Shepherds, Great Danes, Golden Retrievers, Labrador Retrievers. So you're essentially, if you keep just the 9 in there, it's limiting, you're unfairly targeting some people and not others. The other thing is most purebred dogs don't end up in the shelters because, well, hopefully, either you have a very responsible breeder such as myself, who part of my contract is that people have to return their dogs to me, or you have, it's really hard to concentrate, or you have rescue groups or breeders who actually do rescue. So we understand that there's a problem with, you know, the puppy mills is a problem. We do this out of passion because we love dogs, and we certainly see that puppy mills are a horrible thing, and we don't want them either. So I really do think we can all work together and sort this through.
Okay. Brian, do you guys want to pop in?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be joined by Bill Ketzer here, also from the ASPCA. And my name is Brian Shapiro. Okay. I am, as was mentioned, a former legislator, and I am the New York State Director for the Humane Society of the United States, the nation's largest animal protection organization. Just keeping it brief, as the chairman was saying, there'll be an opportunity to go over specifics. Please keep in mind, all committee members, The reason why this is, one of the reasons why we're here discussing this and that this bill was put forward, is the New York State Attorney General has specifically said this is an issue that needs to be looked at by the municipalities. Whether someone is going to obey state regulations, that, pardon my bad analogy, but that's a different breed. The state regulations, the state does not have the means to properly regulate these types of operations. That's why the New York State Attorney General is saying it is up to the municipalities, whether it be in single municipality. I'm assisting the town of Hempstead to do this. The ASPCA has assisted individual municipalities. And at the county level, we've got Albany County, Nassau County, Suffolk County. There are other counties that are working on this as well. So I agree that we have to sit down, make sure that we get this right this time. There will be opportunity to share this information, but please understand that you have the nation's two largest animal protection organizations strongly supporting this legislation. And I think I'll hold other comments for the opportunity to sit down. But I hope that the committee will avail itself of the knowledge of these two organizations.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Bill Ketzer. I'm the my big title, Senior State Legislative Director for ASPCA Government Relations for the Northeast. Yeah, right. I wish they would just put that on
the card. I was a bond reader, too, so I get it.
I'm a lobbyist.
But you're still an attorney, though, right?
Well, yeah, but I was really low. No, I was really low.
Got it.
Does that make you lower or higher?
I lobby for the Veterinary Society. Okay.
And I thought why I would come down today. I mean, I realize we're speaking on the resolution today for another hearing. I just thought maybe if I could offer some assistance moving forward. I'm well acquainted with the state law that was repealed to allow local governments to act and what the legislative intent was there.
Okay.
And in addition to that, in my previous career, I worked at the State Department of Agriculture and Markets for just about 7 years, and in a couple of those years assisted in directly overseeing the Division of Animal Industry, which administers the state pet dealer program. So I know what it does, what it doesn't do, and why local governments are really ultimately best suited for this type of regulation.
Okay, great. With that said, let's look at some dates, if we can, for us to meet.
If we're going to have a 2 o'clock meeting, then caucus day wouldn't be
here. Actually, I'm looking at the 14th, if that works. If we met at 2, that'd give us 3 hours. Or caucus, if that works for folks. Ma'am?
Do I have to be here? Yes. Okay.
No.
Erica, we got it covered.
Are you available?
Awesome.
Okay.
Teach you that to October 14th.
October 14th, yes.
That's fine.
Be 2 o'clock.
I'm fine.
Do you want to form a subcommittee, or do you want to have all of us try to be there? That's another question.
I'd like to have all of us try to be there, because
okay.
I don't want anyone to feel left out.
That's fine.
So if folks can make it, that's great. If you can't, that's understandable also. You know, people work. Boy, some of us be retired. But anyway, so does that work for everybody?
What is the date actually?
October 14th.
What time?
2 o'clock.
Where?
Here.
Thank you.
Brian, does that work for you guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
sure.
Great.
Yep, see them all there.
Okay.
No, I just want to make sure we had a quorum.
Can I say just one more thing that I'd like to put on the record? It appears that I must have misunderstood Meryl Bornstein at the last meeting. And she says I didn't, that I may have said something on the record that was not true.
Thank you.
And
sure.
If that is true, it's because I didn't understand. So I'd just like that one. I forgive you.
No problem. Okay.
I forgive you.
Okay. So with all that said, the resolution is still to set the public hearing for the 10th of November. And we have a motion and a second. We've had discussion. If it's the will of the committee, then we would still go through with that. If we cannot come to a consensus on the 14th, we will
have another meeting.
Okay.
Until we get it right.
Okay, so we can try to. Yeah.
I'm very determined to make this happen.
That's
in a way that you know best serves the county, best serves the animals, and
good.
Is not unfair to those in the industry. So.
Okay. Before we vote, one last thing, ma'am.
May I ask if the objective of the October 14th meeting will be to work through the proposed legislation point by point or paragraph by paragraph? What is the approach going to be?
I'll say paragraph by paragraph. I think a lot of it we can all agree on.
Okay.
It seems like a lot of the sticking points are the pet seller component, the number of dogs. I know my vet had a concern about a couple little things. I told him I'd get him a copy of the law. He'll make some notes to me on it, and he might even be here for all I know. But there's really not a lot that we're not agreeing on. But, you know, I remember as a kid, it took 9 months to agree on the size of the table for the Vietnam peace talks. Once that happened, maybe people got it together and the peace talks happened. So if we can start agreeing on a couple of these little things, I think the other pieces will fall into place because we're not in a lot of disagreement. It's just a couple little pieces.
So we should come prepared to discuss where we are at variance with what the law is or where we feel and why we feel it should be the way it is and then move in an orderly fashion through the law.
I would think so.
Yes. Yeah. And what I would say is, come with why you think it should be the way it is, but I would only ask all parties to keep the open mind of, hey, you know what, maybe that rewrite still gets done what I need to get done and still works for them. That's cool, and we're going to move forward there. So.
And another thing, if I could, just to say, to remember, is that the true definition of compromise is when everybody walks away from the table just a little bit unhappy. So.
And the bottom line is, I don't think there's a person in this room who doesn't want to make sure that our animals are taken care of.
Yes.
I know my dog's treated better than I am most times. But we're all in the same bus and we're all going in the same direction. So we're going to get there. I assure you we're going to get there. We're going to do this right because we're going to do it once and we're going to do it right. So everybody will walk away happy. And with these two gentlemen here guiding us, I think and giving us direction, we've got the people that are there and know. And everybody else is coming in with their heart. And that's what's important. That's what's important. So we'll get a good resolution out of this. So with that, I could show a picture of Jack. Poor Jack almost lost his tail, but that's besides the point. All in favor of setting a public hearing on November 10th?
Yep.
Everybody else shows pictures of their grandchildren.
What? Motion?
Yeah, we have a motion and a second.
So let's
rescind the.
We're going to have a special meeting.
Okay, we'll have a special meeting. Okay, so let me explain what's going on. Okay. Thank God. See, thank God I bring these ladies with us because if we pass the resolution this evening, setting the public hearing, it's the public hearing on the resolution, the law, as we have written now. So we cannot pass that now. We will have, after we hash this thing out, after we decide the size of the table and things, and hash this out, then we will have a special meeting setting the public hearing date for the resolution, the law, that we come to terms with, that we all agree on. So I want you walking away understanding that we took no action, but it doesn't mean we didn't take any action. We really can't take any action because we can't take action
until we have something
that hasn't occurred hasn't occurred yet. So, okay, all right.
Next resolution.
I'll give all you animal.
Did he say get out?
I didn't say get out. you know what? I know everybody's busy. Thank you all for taking time out of your day and for what you care about. It's important.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for your help.
Absolutely.
Thank you. thank you very much. Thanks for being a part of this.
I didn't think I could have happy coding.
I'm going to just...
Ken Rock.
I'm
on this question.
Thanks for letting us participate in the process.
No problem.
It's
all
about.
Thanks for
coming
down.
Thanks for. Sure, how we're going to get out? We're going this way.
Is that anybody?
Brian, take care.
No, that's what makes something work.
Nice seeing you again.
I did do okay. Thank you for your guidance.
Huh? Oh, you did the right thing. You helped me. I don't know. Yeah. Bear with me a second, Paul. Thanks.
I'm here for you.
Do I have to leave?
No, thank you.
Of course.
That's what makes it, that's what makes it all work.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you? Tell her he was trimming hedges today.
What's up, Jack?
Good for your phone.
Same old, same.
You're going to be all alone here now.
Yeah, we're leaving you. Oh, you poor thing.
You just you, you, just, the just you, the anyway. Sheriff, and the
peace
under.
Peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet.
See you,
yeah.
Resolution 360, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Resolution 360.
Don't worry about that.
Urging New York State Governor... get his head out of his ass. Oh. And legislature to authorize a comprehensive review of order of protection abuse. Motion?
So moved.
Second?
I second.
Okay. Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, I...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ken.
Dinka?
I was just going to ask what the issue is. I'm not familiar with why this is coming up.
I have a situation in my district where a family went through a very terrible time with their son who had a order of protection against him from a previous girlfriend, and to the point that they really thought that it was being misused, even when he was not at fault, because the way the law was written, he was at fault. And we did some research, Vicki and
Krista
did some research on this, and they're finding out that each year more and more, the way this law is written right now, it is being misused in unfair ways, especially in custody battles. So this is simply a memorializing resolution asking the governor and the state legislator to take another look at this to see if they can make any corrections or changes, and so it's not so unfairly done.
Ken, go ahead.
I'm just, you know, I don't mean to get personal, being it is a situation you're familiar with, and talk more in generalities, but is it that they're issuing the orders of protection too freely or too restrictively, or what?
No,
what is actually happening?
Once they're issued, they're being taken advantage of a lot of times in an unfair way from one party to another.
How so?
Wasn't it where someone was showing up at somebody's business
and
saying then they're calling the police?
Calling the police because you're not supposed to be within 500 feet or 1,000 feet or, you know, and even if the person was there first, the one that the order of protection is against, they're still penalized.
So it's sort of abuse of the restriction in a way where...
That's correct. That's correct.
You're just looking for ways to...
Just kind of level the playing field a little bit. That the one that the protection is for doesn't abuse it to bring your other person, you know, to get them in trouble.
Is there a suggestion as to how to change it?
Well, I'm asking them to take a look at it and up there and see if they can make any changes.
Okay.
Thanks, Paul. If I could ask you, have you seen, you know, instances like this, or have your deputies seen instances like this where
sure.
people are just intentionally
yeah, they, it happens, causing violations? It happens frequently.
Yeah.
And it happens frequently for us where you two have an order of protection against each other. We pull you over in a car and you guys are together. we arrest
no
both
idea.
Of you.
Really?
Yeah. We end up arresting both of you because it's an issue.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, it happens.
You'd think that if you got orders of protection against somebody, you'd stay the hell away from them.
They do it in the heat of the moment when, you know, they're all drunk up or whatever. Yep. Then the next day they're back in love again. You think it's okay, we go back together.
If you see here in the 1, 2, the third, whereas, these legal documents have been increasingly misused as tools to gain leverage in custody matters.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm sure I have enough information on it.
Good. Do you want to abstain from more information?
It's going to fail. You only have 2 votes.
Kenny and I and Dean.
Kenny, did you vote for him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't vote no, so.
Okay.
Could we, you know, while we can move it to the floor, can we, you know, send an email to Holly or, you know, a letter to Holly asking for his input on it? Because I think that that's, you know, an important thing to have.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
So we'll move it. Pending a letter from Holly.
Yeah. Okay. We can always refer it back if... Yeah.
Okay. All right. If that letter comes back...
Yeah, right.
...saying something completely opposite...
We'll refer it back and we'll have more discussion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay with you, Dean?
That's fine with me.
Okay, good then. So all in favor? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Abstain for more information?
Yeah, you can. I'm sorry, my head's a little fuzzy from payments. So, explain to me what that last vote was.
What I've been told is you can abstain from more information based on you're not sure how to vote because you don't have enough information to make a conscious decision.
Yes.
Okay. How Jay spells that one out is that's why Jay gets money she gets. Resolution 262, adopting and proposed local law number 9, local law of the County of Ulster, known as the False Alarm Reduction Act.
Move it.
Second. I'll second.
On the resolution?
Yep, on the resolution.
Thank you.
Yes.
Today, the county attorney had forwarded to us, to Vicki, in fact, one concern that she had read, a change that she had asked for that she considered ministerial. One of the, it may be just an oversight in drafting, but in drafting it, we didn't impose a deadline on the appeal of the violation. There's no appeal within a certain number of days. It just allows for an appeal. And having that be ambiguous would make it tough to enforce. So, you know, I was thinking of, you know, imposing a deadline of 30 days after the notice of violation. Mm-hmm. If everybody has thoughts on that.
That's fine. So how do we go about doing it?
Are you making an amendment?
I am. I just wanted to make sure that 30 days was good before I started making amendments.
Yeah.
Everybody comfortable with 30 days? Mm-hmm. All right. So the amendment, I make a motion that we amend it in Section E, Appeals Process. It says appeals may be in writing or by personal appearance, and it's going to then read Section E. Within 30 days of the date of the notice of violation.
Okay, I know you said.
Page 7,
Section E, appeals process.
I'm writing on your
phone. Oh, okay. Okay.
And then.
Oh, you're. Okay.
So I make that amendment.
Okay, so. Then, second on the amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. Other discussion? All in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
I have one more concern that was raised to me by the fire service, and this I haven't raised with my attorney yet. Whether it's substantive or ministerial, we had made some changes to the law, and included emergency services and fire service. False alarms to it, but we didn't change the dedicated fund to include such county departments as, you know, deal with the fire service and emergency services, such as the Department of Emergency Management Communications or The fire coordinator's office.
You're talking about the funds and self-employing
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said...
I know.
Okay, so...
What are you...
My suggestion was going to be that at the end of it, at the end of H on page 8, dedicated fund, that fines, it says, fines received or taxes paid as a result of this chapter shall be deposited by the Commissioner of Finance into a dedicated account and utilized by the Sheriff of Ulster County, and then I was going to put, comma, the Director of Emergency Management, comma, or the County Fire Coordinator, subject to appropriations by the legislature.
Why don't we just go Office of Emergency Management, Sheriff and Office of Emergency Management?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Second? I'll second it. That's okay with me.
It's okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific.
Okay.
Are you asking my opinion about the substantive part? It's not substantive.
Excellent.
Good.
Because it's just clarifying just, what
okay.
the funds are for.
Beautiful.
Okay. Any other discussion? Then all in favor of the amendment as noted?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Then on the
did you get that subject to the
then board? On the law.
She's good.
All in favor, as amended.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay. Very good.
So
that's a law. 10 years in the making.
It's not made yet.
I was in third grade when we started that.
Can I just? I know we just voted on, but can I just ask one question, to Sheriff, on that?
Mm-hmm.
There was the gentleman that came out at the public comment period on it from one of the businesses that was saying it's beyond his control mm-hmm. with all the factors in it. In your opinion, is it really beyond his control?
I don't think so. I don't know what business he was talking about, so I don't know. But no, I don't think it's beyond their control.
The factors that cause the alarms.
If it's a weather-related thing, then you don't get fined for that.
Yes.
You know, or if we find you can appeal it and say, hey, it was a weather-related thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an issue with, like we had in Stewart's down in town in Shongham, every time the air conditioner came on, the things they had hanging from the ceiling started whirling around. So all they had to do was take those things down.
Yep.
And, you know, things like that. So, no, I don't think it's totally beyond anybody's control.
And on things, if I could, Mr. Chairman, I mean, you know, I trust the discretion of the sheriff's office and
right.
the sheriff's deputies yeah. in that, you know, if there's a power outage in the area or if there's, you know,
right.
a tree falls down.
A surge,
or if
it happens. But
you know,
we're all aware.
But again, you know, I don't think that an act of God would be somebody leaves the door a little bit ajar and it blows
right.
open and sets
right.
off the alarm. Because
and
that's
and in hindsight, I know which one you're talking about. And I worked that area for 30 years.
And
you
just
because
you
hit that
and just because
your
kid can't remember the
1500,
code,
not 1500,
and it happens every other day.
Correct.
So.
And never once was it a valid
yep.
alarm.
Yep.
Well, so, for all the years that I lived in.
Again,
no, you don't ever.
That's right.
My biggest
that's why we
concern
always go.
About these false alarms is eventually. I mean, you know, the example I always use is if you're walking down the street and you hear a car alarm going off, do you think someone's stealing the car? No, you say someone turned that damn thing off. And that's what these
police.
False alarms are turning into for the fire service and
yep.
for the police service. I mean,
you know, the if I can, the state has a law for falsely reporting an incident, so you can get arrested
yeah.
for calling up and saying, hey, my house is getting burglarized, and it's not true. But when it comes to a machine calling us up and saying, hey, my house
yep.
is getting burglarized,
yeah.
and it's not true, there's nothing we can do.
Yep.
So there's enough towns and the city of Kingston and other counties around the state that have seen fit that they
yeah.
thought it was enough of a problem
to
pass legislation. So.
367, appropriating funds from an insurance recovery for replacement of sheriff's RAF. Motion.
I'll move it. What happened?
That was destroyed when we were trying to rescue the girl
oh, yes.
up in Shandaken.
I'll second.
Second.
And we did recover insurance funds for it.
Any other discussion?
From the
county insurance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, is this woman should? Because
no.
I remember when the plane crashed, the plane insurance covered the recovery and
yes.
everything
yep.
when we destroyed all our suits.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting case.
Yep.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. 368, authorizing chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice project. Second.
Mm-hmm.
Second?
I'll second it.
We should have, do we get an email from probation about this?
No, sir.
You kidding me?
No, sir.
Well, you know my position.
Because I spoke to him this morning. I said, just send me an email. I said, essentially, they used to get the money. You know what? We're holding it. God damn it.
We have to have a motion for that.
Okay. Can I have a motion to stop me from being really pissed off right now?
I make that motion enthusiastically.
Okay.
You want to hold it, hold it.
Yeah, we're going to hold the thing. Yeah. Okay.
No, my motion was to stop him from being...
all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I spoke to the person at 9:30 this morning. I said, just send me a quick little email. It's the way the money is handed out. Anyway. Okay.
So we're considering this is just on hold for now.
Yeah, because... authorizing chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease with Walk Hill Body Shop and Glass, Inc. for the space
use. I move that.
Second?
Second it.
Okay, this is ongoing. We've done this for like 40,000 years, haven't we?
Yep.
With these folks?
So. Yes, we have. We, you know, it's you know, we have a lack of publicly accessible space in the hamlet where the
Substation,
thank you, is. There is some town property, but it's quite on the outside, outskirts of town. I've spoken with the sheriff and the former undersheriff and about this many, many times. We've been trying to find suitable space. We don't have to rent, but we rent it for
and this works out very well.
Almost nothing.
Yeah, it works,
yeah.
Works out very well for us. So, other discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. Thank you all. Paul? Oh, brother, there's a lot of red parentheses.
No, all that is to show you.
Yeah. We're still, we'll make our mark on everything this year. All that shows you where we're behind. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the total.
Right.
You know, there's a couple of months that we're behind, but the total, we're right on mark.
Our headcount now, Dutchess's headcount went up. So where you see where we had 9 on a daily average for September, we're averaging 25 already for this month.
Really? God bless America. We got to get more people to commit crimes in Dutchess County. I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll be all right.
Okay.
We can keep averaging 9 and still make the and still make the total at the end of the year.
I'm already worried about making it.
Right.
Anything out else from the sheriff's department?
No. What's that? Well, the urgent was I thought it was going to be on the agenda, but I guess not because they approved
it.
You already passed it. Yeah.
Ways and Means.
We'll talk about that.
Can we tell
ways
what happened with it, Kenny?
It's all been Ways and Means.
Right.
Can we tell them I fixed it?
Oh, yeah, Eric has fixed it.
Okay.
Man. It couldn't have been broken too much.
Mr. Chairman, if we could have Erica explain the way she's fixing it.
Well, it just needed to be amended, Paul, so that it actually allowed the Commissioner of Finance to change the budget so you could have that amount in your petty cash. So,
if
the rest of it was just kind of, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. So that's why we fix it so it does that. You're copacetic.
I just want to make a point of it to say that it was nothing that the sheriff had done. It was nothing that the finance had done. It was written by the former deputy comptroller, and it was lacking in a couple areas. So.
Any old business?
He brought it up.
New business? Monkey business? Okay. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all, everybody. I should have mentioned we have the Right Reverend Jack Hayes here.
Peace be with you.
Also with
welcome
you.
Welcome back, Jack.